أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the previous ayats we read, where after the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Kuffar, felt that we should go and finish off the Muslims, we had the better of them. As he was planning to come, and the news came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that only those who had taken part in the battle of Uhud must get ready again to go and fight them. 70 of the Sahaba immediately responded and got ready. And when they went to a place called Hamraul Asad, which is about 8 miles, 10 kilometers from Medina Sharif, Abu Sufyan got the news and he retreated and he went away. Allah put fear in his heart. Or it refers to the time when in the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam, when Muslims had killed a lot, 70 of the leaders of the Kuffar of the Quraysh, and 70 were taken prisoner. Then Abu Sufyan could not accept this and he wanted another fight again. And he made an agreement with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after 1 year they will meet at Badr again. And at this time also, when he got prepared and he came, and it was a year of drought and they could not prepare for the battle, but he had given his word, so he could not go back on his word. And the Muslims got ready and he prepared one person that who went for Umrah to tell the Muslims that Abu Sufyan has come with a very large army and you people will never be able to fight them. But when they gave them this news, they all were immediately ready and their iman became even more stronger. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was determined to go. When they went there, Abu Sufyan had to again back down and he could not come. When they reached Badr, it was the time of a business fair. And there were a lot of business was taking place in that the Sahaba went, and they also then, there was no war, no fighting, so they did business and they returned with a huge amount of profits. So that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains in this ayat, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ پھر چلے آئی مسلمان اللہ کے احسان. The Muslims returned from there with all the ni'mats of Allah. Allah gave them a lot of profits in that business which they had done. وَفَضْل or فَضَلْ كِسَاتْ. And also with the kindness of Allah that they did not have to fight the enemy, no fighting, and they won the battle without fighting. The enemy got frightened and retreated, and the business fair that was carrying on, they did lot of business there and lot of profit. Allah says, لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ کچھ نہ پہنچی ان کو برائی. No harm came to them whatsoever. Yeah, we learned a lesson. Whatever the command of Allah is, we must be prepared to fulfill it. And after that, if Allah shows His kindness and we don't even face any odds in that, but Allah will give us great return of this dunya also, of akhirat also. So the basic thing, like here with Qurbani which is coming, Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his young son. And he was prepared to do it, and in fact, he did it. He put the knife, a sharp knife, and with all his might and force, he was cutting, but the knife would not cut. So here, and then Allah replaced it with a ram. Also, here also we see that Allah commanded the highest. What a big sacrifice. And Allah took just one ram in its place. So in the same way, always in our lives, we must be ready to fulfill all commands of Allah, no matter how difficult it seems to us. In return, Allah makes it very easy and gives us great rewards. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ اور تابع ہوئے اللہ کے مرضی کے. And the bottom line was, they seeked and they treasured and they hunted for, they wanted the pleasure of Allah. All the time, that must be in our eyes, that no matter what the outward conditions are, what the present prevalent conditions are, but in our hearts must be, I want the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be pleased with me. And when that is the case, Wallahu dhu fadlin azim, or Allah ka fadl bara hai, then Allah's kindness and His mercy are very great also, which He showers. So that is basically from our heart, that is what Allah wants. We must be prepared. Just like with Qurbani, Allah says clearly, it is not the meat of the Qurbani that reaches Allah, nor the blood. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ What Allah wants from us and what reaches Allah is that taqwa from the heart. That is, that obedience to Allah, that we will, in all circumstances, we will obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And all this fear that is put in a person, that will be there. إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ Yeh jo hai, so shaitan hai, ke darata hai apne dosto se. This all the fear that we see around us, the enemy numbers are so big, they are in control of everything. That is all shaitan that puts the fear in the hearts of the friends of Allah. So Allah says clearly, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ So tum unse mat daro. So don't be afraid of them. Shaitan and his friends, allies, in whichever form they come, don't be afraid of them. وَخَافُونِ Or mutse daro. And only fear me. My commands, everything is in my hands. Shaitan is also in my control. The control of the world is in my control. Everything is with Allah Ta'ala. In kuntum mu'mineen, agar iman rakhte ho. If you have iman, this will be your attitude. And if it is just the name of iman and the label of iman, then that won't help anything. You have a container, and it is a sugar container, but you put salt in there, and you label it sugar, the labeling it of it, and the container makes no difference. What is inside is what counts. So what is in our heart, is that what is count? Not just the outward label of Iman and Islam, but what is in our heart, that counts. And these are the conditions of a mu'min. And thus Allah displayed it in the lives of the Sahaba, so that the Ummah till Qiyamah will take a lesson from here. And Allah captured it all in the Quran Sharif, that the Ummah will read Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah, and that they will take all these lessons. So the lesson that we learn from here, no matter what Allah's commands are, no matter how difficult they seem to be, like for example, in the battle of Uhud, those Sahaba were commanded to go who took part, and all of them had injuries. And they were just now getting ready to treat the injuries. And the call came, go back to war. And with all the injuries, they went back. And then Allah saved them, no war took place, and Allah gave them great, great returns of this dunya also, and the greatest, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah was pleased with them. So we must be prepared for every command of Allah. And Allah knows how weak we are. Then He makes it very easy for us. What the basic bottom line is, we must be prepared to fulfill every command of Allah under all circumstances. We must not back out. We must not bend down. We must accept it. Then Allah makes it easy for us. May Allah bless us with these realities and with these Mubarak days and the Qurbani that is coming. Hajj itself is a big sacrifice also. May Allah accept that also from all the Hajjis, and may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala accept the Qurbani and give us the true spirit of Qurbani, and that we don't spoil the Qurbani with videos, photos, men and women mixing, sitting together and eating, all who are mahrams, non-mahrams, all of us sitting together and eating. Allah save us from spoiling this great, great occasion and this great ni'mat Allah has given us, that we don't go and destroy it. وآخر دعوانا